Your name is Jake English, and you are, I guess, the contractor for local radon testing, basically operation. Okay.
Yeah, my official state title is I am a measurement professional, a radon measurement professional.
Okay, that we're local radon measurement professional because you're based out of Jacksonville, right?
Yes, yeah, so it's my own small business.
Okay, all right. So, what basically this what's bringing about this is the fact that there was a new study released last month by the American Cancer Society that indicates exposure to high levels of radon could lead to increased risk of bone marrow cancer and other kinds of blood cancers. One of the things that you can look at is the data from the EPA and the state EPA that shows that about two-thirds of tested buildings in Morgan County, and I assume these are, I don't know if they're all homes or if some of them are businesses, but I know the focus is on homes. But the tested buildings, a lot of them have high radon levels. So how and that how does that happen where, radon gets into these houses?
We have radon's naturally occurring. It's everywhere. And what happens is we come in and put holes in the ground. We call them basements, and we start living in them. We live in our houses that are on top of them, and through small cracks, through the concrete itself, through sump pump pits, all kinds of different avenues, that radon infiltrates the house. And when it gets inside the house, it comes inside of a box instead of outside where it can just naturally dissipate. And the science behind radon, when it's ingested in your body, the scientists assume that 50% of it goes to the walls and goes to your HVAC system and whatnot, and the other 50% is available for inhalation. So my part of the job is I come in and I go to the lowest part of the house that's suitable for living, which most times is a basement, never in a crawl space, and I'll set the test there. And if you have a crawl space, I'll set a test above a crawl space because you need a test for each foundation type. And the number one factor to that, the number one factor that would give you radon, a high level of radon inside of your house, is the amount of uranium underneath you decaying. So it turns into radon gas, and then it comes into your home. And the testing has really started to pick up here lately because education or the exposure to the materials is getting out there with the internet and just over the last 20 years they've just done more research into it, and they're finding more and more negative side effects from being exposed to high levels of radon.
So, with that being said, is radon something that construction, companies and home builders are, kind of mindful of when they're building, new houses now?
Yes. Well, you're starting to see more and more, especially in brand new homes. Contractors are starting to use radon protective type of construction methods. What they're doing is they're kind of going ahead and sealing off some of those cracks. Maybe they're covering up the sump pit with a more suitable cover. Maybe it's a little bit tighter. They'll put foam around the edge of them. They also, I've seen some even get their houses tested before they put them up for sale. If it's a spec home, they just kind of get it tested. And if they need a system to be installed to get the radon out, they can do that too. There's a whole nother kind of side to the radon testing. That's the radon mitigation side, and that's a whole different set of licensed mitigators throughout the state. And their job is to go in after a house is deemed high, and they come in to the house that's already been built and already tested high, and they put in a system that gets rid of it. And it works a lot like a sump pump, but for air. They dig a little hole underneath a small hole underneath the foundation, put a pipe in it, seal it up, and hook a fan to the pipe. And that fan, in turn, creates a negative pressure underneath the foundation, which takes the radon up and out, so it never gets into your home, and it goes out the wall through the pipe, and it's off into the atmosphere where it usually goes. So, yes, you are seeing them kind of get ahead of the game, but also you see contractors getting into mitigating the radon situation.
Is it a uniform across the board for, you know, these Morgan County buildings that, again, about two-thirds of the ones that the EPA tested, you know, is it basically all across the board? They're all coming up for the same reasons in terms of, you know, the same faults that, you know, that these houses have that's causing them to have the high levels, or is it different reasons?
Many different reasons. It's really hard to predict. Really, this area of Illinois and Iowa are two of the highest average radon concentration areas inside the United States. And that's just has nothing to do with construction methods. It's just where we at. We are where we are at in the country. Now, the age of the house, the efficiency of the house, those all play factors inside of it. If you have a very old home and you have a crawl space downstairs that still has dirt in it, and you maybe have a little living area next to that, or maybe not a living area, but a laundry room, those are almost always going to test high because they have that exposed dirt, that exposed earth inside the structure, which is where the radon's coming from. It's coming up through the dirt and it stays inside your house. And then you see newer homes, and maybe they have a walkout basement. You know, they have less of the structure inside the dirt, so they have a little bit lower levels. But you never can tell. It's different from house to house because not every house is built the same, and then also not every house is lived in the same. So it's really it varies from house to house.
Great. Anything else that you would like to add?
Oh no, just. You know, if you're curious about it, get your house tested by me and many other people. You can find all the information that you'd like to know about radon and its effects and who to call to help you with it on IEMA's website, and that's Illinois Emergency Management Agency. And they just follow the cues on there, and it can get you to where you need to go to find out the answers to your questions.